Today's daf is daf samach. So we got to the very top line. The Gemara was talking about the brachas of Shechianu. We really start on the bottom of Nun Testament Beis May as well. The Gemara says in the bottom of Nun Testament Beis, just to review, Bana buys chadash v'kana keim chadash. A person buys a new house, a person buys new clothing, a new suit. So the din is yes to say a Shechianu. So the Gemara qualifies and says, Amar of Huna lo shano elish ein lo kiyotu ben. It's only true if he doesn't have something similar to this, so it's something new and exciting for him. The Bal yesh lo kiyotu ben, if he's got other suits, other houses like this, there is no need for a bracha. It's not so exciting for him. Gemara then says, Rabbi Yochanan Amar, afilu yesh lo kiyotu behen, even if he does have other items like the one he just purchased, still tzarach levarach, he still needs to say a bracha. So Gemara says it implies that the following din would be true. The mechlal dechikana v'chazav akana. Let's say a guy buys something, and then he returns it, and then buys something similar. Divri akol ein tzarach levarach. He doesn't need to say a new bracha. If you look at Rashi to explain at the top here, Rashi says, the kana v'chazav akana divri akol ein tzarach levarach. Why? The Rabbi Yochanan lo amar tzarach levarach ela mishum delinin kinyan chadashu. It's something new in terms of that he bought it. He's buying the same exact garment, something very similar to the garment he already has. The din would be that he wouldn't say the bracha. It has to be something that's new and exciting to him. If he already once bought it before, it's not so exciting for him anymore. So Gemara says, Ikadami, others say, Amar Rav Huna lo shanu elo shalo kana v'chazav v'kana. This is only true, this din of saying a Shechianu, is if he didn't buy it and return and buy it. But if he did, about kana v'chazav v'kana, ein tzarach levarach, like we just said above. But that's only true to Reish Lakish. But Rabbi Yochanan Amar afilu kana v'chazav v'kana tzarach levarach. So it comes out, there's a machlokas, how to understand Rabbi Yochanan. Would he say if you buy an object, you return the object, you buy the same object back, would you say a Shechianu or not? And the Gemara says, Mechlal, it implies that the Chiyeshla of a Kan, if you have something similar and you buy another one of that type, and this implies Divri HaKol Tzarech Levarach, you would have to say Bracha. So the two different approaches to what's going on here about buying and returning and buying it again, and also buying something similar to that which you already have, whether that or not that requires a Shechianu or doesn't say a Shechianu. So the Gemara asks the question, Meisive. Bana buys chadash vein lo kiyotu ben. A guy builds a bana. He builds a new house. He doesn't have a house like this. Kana kelim chadashim vein lo kiyotu ben. He buys new clothing, a new suit. He doesn't have suits like this. Tzarach levarach, you do have to say bracha. Yesh lo kiyotu ben. There's something similar to this. But if he does have already a house similar or a suit similar to this, ein tzarach levarach, you don't have to say new bracha. It has to be something that's not only new in terms of object, but new in terms of style as well. And the new style house, the new style of clothing. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's all the understanding of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, bein kach tzarach levarach, whether or not you have this item or something similar to it or not, if the object itself is brand new, I never had this suit before, even though I've got another one like it, but this particular suit is new to me, that does warrant a Shechianu according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Gemara says, Bishma, this all makes sense, Lelishna Kama, according to the first understanding above, the Rav Huna, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yehuda, that the machlokes between Rav Huna and Rabbi Yochanan line up very nicely with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, according to the first, the Lishna Kama. That the question becoming, if you buy something similar, you say a Shechianu or not. So this is exactly what Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Meir arguing about, what we saw the first Ikadam. El Lishna Basar, according to the second approach of what Rabbi Huna, Rabbi Yochanan were arguing about, Bishma, Rav Huna, Rabbi Yehuda, I understand that Rav Huna aligns nicely with Rabbi Yehuda, that you would say new bracha, even though you have something similar to this. Ela Rabbi Yochanan, who says that you say a bracha, even if you're kana v'chaz v'kana, lo k'bi meir v'lo k'bi Yehuda. It didn't hold like either one of them, because Rabbi Yochanan holds, if you kana v'chaz v'kana, you still say a bracha. This price implies, no, if you rebuy an item you already once had, you would not say a bracha. So who does Rabbi Yochanan, which tana does Rabbi Yochanan align with? So the Gemara responds back, Amar lach Rabbi Yochanan. Yochanan says back, Hua deni le Rabbi Yehuda kana v'chaz v'kana nami tzarach levarach. Rabbi Yehuda, who in the Braisa says if you buy an object, although you already have one similar to it, you would say a bracha. He also says if you buy, return and buy, you would also say a Shechianu. Ah, how come he doesn't say that in the Braisa? V'hadukam miflagi b'yeshlo v'kana. How come he only argues with the mayor about a case where you buy something and then you buy another item just like that, only then, and you don't talk about a case of kana v'chaz v'kana? Lo diacha kocha de Rabbi Meir. That's simply to show the strength of Shitas Rabbi Meir, the afilu kana v'yeshlo ein tzarich levarach. The din is that if you buy something, even though it's brand new to me, since I've got a similar item already to that item I just bought, you wouldn't say bracha in that case, even though this particular object is brand new. I've got 10 of these suits. He wouldn't say bracha, kal v'chomer, kol shekein, certainly, kana v'chaz v'kana. Certainly, you're buying back the same exact object again, de'ein tzarich levarach. Certainly, in that case, you wouldn't say bracha according to Rabbi Meir. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, the din would be, Rabbi Yochanan explains, even if you're kana v'chaz v'kana, you would, ein hachanami, say a shechiyan. So Gemara says, v'liflegu b'kana v'chaz v'kana. So how come the Brisa, if it's really true that they're arguing about a case of kana v'chaz v'kana, why doesn't the Brisa present it as that's the machlokas? So Gemara says, to show how far Rabbi Yehuda is willing to go. Rabbi Yehuda is so extreme when you say shechianu that even when you buy the same exact object back, you say it again. Shouldn't we teach us the extremes of Rabbi Yehuda? And the Gemara says, no. Kocha de Teira Adifle. This is the first time I believe we're seeing this in Shas, that the strength of the heter is always better. We're always trying to show the position of those who are more makel, those who are more lenient, to prove the point. So since Rabbi Meir is more lenient in that he says not to say a shechianu, we're trying to show his approach, Kocha de Teira Adifle. It's very easy to be machmir. It's much harder to be makel. And therefore, when a person's going to the extreme of trying to prove something, lakula, we must be, he's got good proof for it. Fine. So that's the end of the discussion. So the Gemara now says as follows. Just a shyly, I'm looking 1 second here. It's hard to think to understand. That's what I figure. Okay. Rabbi Kveger points out the shyly here. So on the side here, he doesn't explain all this, but the shayla I was thinking about is that it's not really a kula, because the kula is that you don't, that Rabbi Meir says he says not to say bracha, therefore saying it's mekel not to say the bracha, fine. So Gemara then says, mevarach ha'ra, that we said the din just like you have to say bracha on a good thing, you say bracha on a bad thing. So the Gemara says that, hey chidami, what's the case that we're talking about? Kigon deshaka bitka ba'are. A person, let's say there's a flood that sweeps away his entire property. Avagav the tavahi l'day, even though it might be good eventually for him, demaski ara shirtin v'shavcha, because now you're going to have a lot of sediment and the water, and it's going to be good, it's going to be rich for the property. In the end, it will actually be pretty beneficial for a person. Hashta mirahi. However, right now it's very, very good. So though eventually it's very bad, rather. So although eventually this is going to be good, right now the current state, you have to say baruch adayin ha'emes, you have to say baruch of it being bad. You look at the current state, not what's going to be. Then the Gemara says, Val Tova, the person says on something good that happens, you say baruch of the bracha of atovia meitiv. So Gemara says, Hechi Dami, what's an example? So that even though something that can eventually turn into something bad, we look at the current moment, and since the current moment is something good, we say the bracha of tova meitiv. So Hechi Dami. Let's say a guy finds a lost object. He sees lost money or something. Even though it's something bad for him, because if the king hears he found money, because some other person watching pick up money, he's going to take it away from him, confiscate the money. But Hashemia Tova, right now it's pretty good for him because he just got 20 bucks on the floor. If it's in the public domain, he's allowed to keep it. So that's something that's good. But again, it's possible the guy's going to rat on him and the king is going to take away and confiscate the money. So that's something good now, although it might be bad later on. So you look at the current state to define whether something's good or bad. We don't look to what's going to be. So then the Gemara says, Hayisam Uber, Isham Uberis, Vamar, Yiratzon Shetele Vahulu, Harezit to the Shav. The guy's wife is pregnant. You can't say, I want the child to be a boy. Why? Because it's already decided. We know already that we may not know what it is, but the gender already has been ordained from above. Physically, the child has the right chromosomes to make it a girl or a boy. Davening in such a way would be tefillah shav, would be a tefillah in vain. V'lo mahani rachmi. Does rachmim not work? You mean if you daven for something, it can't change? So Masa Rav Yosef, v'acha yalda bas v'tikra shmadina. We know Leah was having another boy, and she said if she has another boy, that means her sister Rachel is going to have less children, less boys than the shvachos will have. So my v'acha, what's v'acha mean? Amar Rav, l'acha shedana Leah din ba'asma, she judged herself, the Amar, and said, shneim asar shvatim asidim lotes miyakov. Everyone knew Yaakov was going to have 12 boys, 12 shvatim. I've got 12, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and so on. She already had 6 at that point. and had her next child would have been a boy, she would have had seven. So the, and son, she says, Arba Meshvachos. I have six, and the Shvachos have four. That's a total of 10. So now they each have two, each of the Shvachos. Harei Asara. Im ze zachar, if the child I'm about to give birth to is a zachar, lo te achosi rachel kachas ha-shvachos. I'm going to have seven. That means a total of 11. One child left for my sister Rachel, that will be incorrect. It won't be right for her to have less shvatim than the shvachos. Miyah nefcha levas shenemar, vatikra eshma dina, she called him or her dina, it changed last minute. So we see that a tefillah does work to change the gender, even after it's already been decided. The Gemara says, "Ain maskir ma'isa nisim." That's a nisim. That's a Leah. She's a completely different level. We can't bring proofs from what Leah accomplished to the everyday life. V'ibay same alternatively, ma'isa de Leah besoch arba miyom hava.
It was in the. They all bring psukim from the avot.
No, but it's a nes though. So within the first 40 days, this took place with Leah within the first 40 days of conception. And that you are able to decide. The gender isn't necessarily decided just yet, at least from a spiritual standpoint, from b'metzias. There are chromosomes that already exist from conception. But within 40 days, it's not considered ma'isa nisim. Kidetanya, shlosh yamim harishon, the first 3 days of conception. Yivakesh adam rachamim shelo yasriach. A person should daven to Kadosh Baruch Hu that the zera shouldn't go bad. The zera and beta should conceive. Mishloshvad Arbam from day 3 to day 40 of conception. Yivakesh Rachamim Sheizach. You could daven that it'd be a male. Marbam Yom Vat Shlosha Chalashim from 40 days to 3 months. Yivakesh Rachamim Shloye Sandal. It shouldn't be a sandal. It shouldn't get squashed. It should remain alive. And Mishloshah Chadashim from the 3rd month, from the 1st trimester, Arach Shisha, until 6 months, until the end of the 2nd trimester. Yivakesh Rachamim Asheloye Nefel. It shouldn't be a Nefel. It shouldn't be a stillborn. And Mishishivat Tisha from the 6 months to the last 9 months to the last trimester, Yivakesh Rachamim Sheyetze B'Shalom, it should come out peacefully. So you see, either way, within the first 40 days, you may daven for the gender. So that's for the case of Leah. Not that changed gender. The gender had not been decided just yet. So Gemara says, Mi Mahani Rachamim, does the davening in such a way really benefit? Does it really have an effect in the first 40 days? The Hamer of Yitzchak Breder Amia Ish Mazriya Tchila, you'll have this in the Keva. Isha Mazriah Tchila, you'll have the Zachar. Depends. If the man's Mazriah first, that's going to indicate it's going to be a girl. If the Isha's Mazriah Tchila, that means it's going to be a boy. How do we know? Shin Emar, Isha Kisazriah V'yal the Zachar. If a woman's Mazriah, then it's going to lead to a boy. The way it works is the opposites. So the Gemara says, so it's decided already from conception what the gender will be, not based on the first 40 days of davening. There's a situation where the mezriah at the same time, and therefore, since it's a tie, the tefillah can have an effect. So Gemara then quotes from another part of the Mishnah, Haya Baba Derech. A guy is traveling along the way, and he hears some screaming from the city. He says, "Let it be, ye Ratzon, that this is not for my house." That's also tefillah shav. Whatever happened, happened. You can't change history. So Tana Rabbanan Maisa Behil Hazakin, Shaya Baba Derech, Vashama Kol Tzvacha Ba'ir. He was traveling, and he heard a terrible shriek from the city where he lived. Amar, he says, Muftach ani she'en ze besoch ubeisi. I'm certain that this is not coming from my house. V'alav akasav omer, because about Hillel it says, Mishmur ra lo yira nachon liba batuach ba'ashem. Nothing evil will happen because his heart and confidence is very strong. So Amar Rava says, Kol hecha de darsh de lahaikra. So no matter how you darsh in this pasuk, you're correct. Meaning what? Me'resh l'seifa midrash, me'seifa l'vejen midrash. You can learn from the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk, or the end of the pasuk to the beginning of the pasuk. Meaning what? Me'resh l'seifa midrash, to learn from the beginning to the end, the way it's written in order. Mishmur ra lo yira. He wasn't scared of any type of bad tidings. Ma'atam, what's the reason why? Because nachal libo batuach b'Hashem. His heart was strong, he had confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you could also read it, me'seifa l'resha midrash, learn from the seifa to the resha. Meaning what? Nachal libo batuach b'Hashem, because his heart was strong and he had confidence in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he had bitachon, mishmur ra lo yira, and for that reason, he wasn't scared of anything bad, any bad news. So Gemara says, Ahu tamida dehave ka'azil basre de Rabbi Yishmael b'Rabbi Yosi b'shukah. The tziyam. He had a certain talmud who followed him in this shuk. He was following Rabbi Yishmael. Chazi de kamafchid, he saw, Rabbi Yishmael saw that the talmud was very, very scared. Amalei, Rabbi Yishmael says to his talmud, are you a sinner? Only sinners. Who's scared? Only those who sin are scared. If you didn't sin, you shouldn't be scared. The Talmud says, but does the Pasuk say, praiseworthy is he who's always scared? So it's Ashrei. Amalei, hahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That's regarding Limud Torah. If you're concerned, you're anxious about learning Torah, that's one thing. But you're not involved in Divrei Torah right now. So Yehuda bar Nasan hava shaka v'aza basi de Rav Hamnuna. Yehuda bar Nasan was traveling once after Rav Hamnuna. Itnach, he let out a big sigh. Amalei, Rav Hamnuna says to him, Yisurim boy hahu gavra lasuya nafsha, you're trying to ask for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring Yisurim upon you? Those who fear me and are overtaken by fear, they're going to ask upon Yisurim. I mean, don't be scared. The more fearful a person presents himself, the more vulnerable and weak a person presents himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or to other people for that matter, the more likely he'll be destroyed and punished by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So don't express any type of weakness. Be strong and confident. Vaksa, but doesn't the Pasuk say, Ashe Adam Mefache, Tamid, a person should always be living in fear? If that's regarding Limud HaTorah, when it comes to learning Torah, a person should always be fearful and try to remember the Torah, try to practice the Torah. But in terms of just stop being scared, that's it's a bad sign of vulnerability. A person enters Lekrach, a person enters into a city, there's a certain tefillah a person should say. But Benazai said there are four times a person, twice when he enters, twice when he leaves. There are different tefillahs a person say when entering a city and when exiting a city. So Tanya Rabbanan, the Braisa, says as follows. When a person enters into a city, what does he say? That you brought me into the city in peace. When he gets into the actual city, and he decides he wants to leave, before actually leaving, he should say, and when he actually leaves, just like you took me out in peace, these are the different fields one should say. So Rav Masna, Loshanu Ella Bekrach Shein Danim V'Horgim Bo. This is only true of a krach where they don't judge and execute people for coming in or for any violations or criminal activity. About Bekrach Shein Danim V'Horgim Bo, if it's a city where it judges and they execute you, less than Ba, we're not concerned with it since the danger is less significant. Meaning what? Not that you're in danger. We don't trust that you're, we don't think you're going to do something wrong. But if you live in a place where the police and the judicial system is not strong, that means it's going to be like New York City, where people do whatever they want, and they could kill, they could hit, they could get thrown in jail and be taken out that same day. So a place like that, that's dangerous to go to New York City, where no one takes any responsibility, the police have no authority. But if you go to a city where the, like a place like Texas, let's say, where the police are strong, the government's strong, they take care of criminals there, but then you don't have to be concerned. People are not going around hurting, stealing, or killing people. The Gemara then says, so you're two, you probably let out a big sigh. So the Gemara then says, Ikadami, there are those who say, Amar Rav Masa. Rav Masa says, Afil Baderach Shadanin V'Horgim Bo. He says, even if you go to a place like Texas, where the government is strong, they execute people there as well, even there it could be dangerous, like we just heard. So Zimnin Delo Masa Ami Le Inish V'Diyof Le Zechusa. Sometimes people will come who say that they're innocent, and they could always get out of the law. I did nothing wrong. I wasn't attacking him. And there are always ways around it. So even a place where the government is very strong still does not indicate complete safety. And a person should always say this feels when entering and when exiting such cities. Tanur Barnum the Brisa says, Hanichnas lebais beis amercha. So a person goes to a bathhouse, Omer, he should say, back then the bathhouses were very dangerous. There was fire going on, it was hot, it was boiling water. It could be very, very dangerous. So when you go to a beis amercha, you should say, Yehi ratzon, milfonecha, Hashem elokai, shetatzilini mizeh, umechayotzi bo, you should save me from this. Valyera bo davar bi davar kal kala v'avon, nothing bad should happen to me. Vimyera bi davar kal kala, if something bad happens, v'avon, te misasi kapar l'chavon osai, let my death be a kapara. Imagine this, every time you go to beis amercha, you talk about your own death. It wasn't very simple to go into the bathhouse. So Amr Abaye says, Lo lema inish hachi, a person shouldn't say such a tefillah. Delo liftach pumi the satan, you don't want to open up the al tiftach pil satan, you don't want to open your mouth up to the satan to give him a chance to say that you're going to possibly die. We don't speak in such terms. Damar Reish Lakish says, V'chein tana mishrei de b'yosi, the olam al yiftach adam pil the satan, a person shouldn't open his mouth up to the satan to give him a pesach to say, oh, the guy said misa, I'm going to kill the individual. So Amr of Yosef, says, my krad, what's a pasuk to prove that supports this concept? Kimat bestom, kistom hainu lamora daminu, that had not Hashem left a small amount, we'd be just like stone v'amora. So what's going on here? So the Gemara says that this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, So it says, and Ma Ahadur Le Navi. What did the Navi Yishai respond back? Shimu Dvar Hashem, Kitzeni Sidom. Hashem heard your words. He's going to destroy you like Stone Vamora. So they were comparing themselves, the city, to Stone Vamora. What was their end? Their end was they became like Stone Vamora. By that very comparison, even though it wasn't a complete comparison, we don't like to give any Pesach to the Satan to work with. Kinafik Mai Omer. So when a person exits, what should he say? When he leaves a bathhouse, Amar Rav Ha'acha, Mo Danil Fanecha Hashem Lokai Shetzi Altani Mina Ha'or, that you saved me from the fire. Rabbi Yaboa al Lebei Bane, he went to the bathhouse. Ibchas Bei Bane Metusa, and the ground below him cracked open. He fell into a pit. Israchash Lenisa, Nes happened, Kamal Umuda, he remained standing on a pillar, like everything crushed, but he was standing right on top of a beam, so he was standing on top of a beam that remained intact. Shazav Mea, V'chad Gavri, V'chad Evrei. He was able to pull up 101 men with one limb. So he was quite strong, Rabbi Abahu. He lifted up 101 men, I don't know, with a rope or just pulling them up one by one. He saved 101 people. And Amar Hayinu Deha Rav Acha, that's exactly what Rav Acha was talking about, the dangers that exist in a bathhouse. So Gemara says, Ahanichnas Lahakis Dam, a person is about to get bloodlet. He's going to go in for some medication, some type of procedure. Omer Yiratzon Mufanecha Hashem Lakai Shehe Isek Zeliler Fuler Visirpaeni. This should heal me. Ki Kel Rofe Nemanata Ruascha Rufuascha Ms Lefisha Ain Darkon Shal Bnei Adam Lerapos Ela Shenagu. That it's not the practice of man to heal, but Hakadosh Baruch Hu allowed man. He gave us the ability to anyway. So that's the bracha one should say. So there's actually a big machlokus rishon whether a person should rely on doctors or not doctors. Some say that the Ramban says, and he himself was a doctor, he said, you don't have to. It's allowed, you're allowed to, as we're about to see, but it's not something that must be done, it's a practice. While the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch paskins that there's a mitzvah to go to a doctor, we accept it as a requirement. We don't just rely on a Navi to take care of things, we go to doctors, that's what we do. So Amar Abai says, lo lema inish, a person shouldn't say hach, people should not be engaged in medicine. There should be doctors. The Tan is Rabbi Shmuel. Rapo Yirape. A couple of weeks ago, we read in Parshat Mishpatim that we heal. Mikan Shenitin Rishus Larofe Larapos. We give permission to a doctor to heal. So that's not only is it permissible, but according to many, it's an obligation to go to a doctor. There is a fascinating discussion whether or not a doctor is allowed to take money for practicing. Is that allowed? And some say he's not allowed to, because the real Rofe is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Just like a person who's teaching, a Rebbe, can't take money for teaching, because a Kadosh Baruch Hu, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says, teaches for free, so too Rebbe must teach for free. So too some say, just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu is Merape Bechinam, so too a Rofe must be Merape Bechinam. So it becomes a big question, so how does a doctor accept money? So there are many, many different explanations. Some say Schar Batala, some say because the Rav Moshe says, because all the years he spent paying for medical school, no one would ever be a doctor if he wouldn't get paid for doing so. So many, many different reasons why it's allowed. Tosas Rush writes here in the Gemara that no, you know why? When the Gemara says Mikan Shenitna Rishus LaRofe LaRapos, it means Mikan Nitna Rishus LaKabel Schar LaRapos. The drush itself is telling me that you're allowed to accept money for being a doctor. The Gemara now says the very end of the last line of Amud Aleph here, Kikai Maya Omer. When a person gets up from the bloodletting, what should he say after the procedure? Amar Ravachi should say Baruch Rofe Chinam, that Hakadosh Baruch Hu blesses for free. So even though the doctor says Hakadosh Baruch Hu blesses me, heals me for free, you're charged me some money. That's a bracha you say Baruch again Baruch that Rofe Chinam. Gemara now says top of Amud Beis Hanichnas the Beis Hakise. Guy goes to the bathroom. What should he say? His kabdu mechubadim kadoshim misharsei elyon Kadosh Baruch Hu shows me honor to nukaver lelokei Yisrael. He shows honor to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Harpu mimenu, there are these angels that used to accompany people, so they wouldn't come into the bathroom. So you'd say thank you for honoring me and wait outside for me. And he says harpu mimenu and loosen yourselves up. Ache kanes ve'asa ritzoni vavo alechem. Wait for me until I come back afterwards. So this is the bracha or the tree that one should say. So Amar Abai says, lo lema inish hachi, person should not say this, dilma shavki leva alzim, then maybe the malachim will leave you then. Don't say, wait for me outside. So just don't say, lo lema, say, shimuni, shimuni, izuni, izuni, save me, protect me, watch me, while I'm in the bathroom, keep yourselves busier, simchuni, simchuni, protect me, assist me, himtinuli, wait for me, achi kanis ve'etze shakein darchon shabani adam. So you don't want to tell the angels to leave, you want them to continue to protect you. Some actually bring a rai, Rav Chaim Mevolozhin says, from here we see you should not say, teishchem l'shalom, when it comes to Shalom Aleichem Friday nights. We don't want to ever send away Malachim. We want to say, you know, Shalom Aleichem. but don't say Teishchem Hashem based on the Gemara according to Rav Chaim Mivilashim. Bizman Hazeh, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, we do not say such a tefillah because we're unfortunately not on the level where we could assure ourselves that Malachim are actually watching us there be Malavas. And for that reason, the Shulchan Aruch says we don't say such a tefillah. Gemara now says, Kinafik Omer, when a person goes out, when he leaves the bathroom, what should he say? Baruch Asher Yotzer, Adam Bechachma, Uvar Avo Nikavim, 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 Chalim, Chalim, Yadu, Lefnei Chaziv, Necha, Shem, Yabuzeh, Chachamhem, Oysim, Mechamhem, Yevshar, Le'amu, Lefnecha. So that's the Baruch Asher Yotzer, of course. My Chasim, what Baruch do you say at the end? The Amar Rav, Rofei Chalim, Amar Shmuel, Kashavni, Abana, Lekuli, Amma, Kitzirei. Rav says that everyone's sick. You say Rofei Cholim. You go to the bathroom. You're not sick. You have to say Rofei Cholim after you go to the bathroom. Ela Rofei Kobasa, that you just you heal every flush, even if a person's not sick. Everyone needs some refuah. Rav Sheshes Amar Mafilasos should be the conclusion. And as we know, Amar Rapapa. Rapapa is the one who always is machriya the din here. Rapapa says Hokach Namrino L'Tavai. You should say both of these conclusions. And Rofei Kobasa Umafilasos. That's Rapapa again. One of the 10 spots he does. Then the Gemara says, "Anichnas lishon al mitas." A person goes into sleep. What should he say? Omer Shema Yisrael ad hayom Shema. That's he should say the first parsha of Shema. Vomer he should say further. Baruch hamapil chevle shena al einai usnuma alfa pi. And umir lishon bas ayin. Yiratzam lefnecha Hashem lo kashi tashkiveni l'shalom. V'seni chelki b'sarsecha v'sarglinim lidei mitzvah v'altarglinim lidei avera v'altivenu lidei chev lo lidei avon lo lidei nesam lo lidei nevezayim v'yishlo bi yetzer tova yishlo bi yetzer hara v'satzlinim mipegaram michalim roim al yav haluni chalamos roim harurim roim v'sei mitasi shlem lefnecha v'ha'er nai pen ishan hamaves baruch ata Hashem ha'meir lom kolob b'chvoldo. This is the bracha of Mapil. There are many different nuschals, different sidurim, different shmakars you might have that say different nuschals, but this is the basic point. There's a fascinating chakir that's brought down in the Rishonim and the Achronim, where the bracha of Mapil is going on the if it's going on the sleep. I'm forgetting where that goes. I forget exactly. There's a bit important nafkamina that if it's going on the sleep or just simply the bracha of the ability to sleep. So let's say a person, are you allowed to talk after a mapil nap? So if the bracha is going on the actual sleep, then you can't be mafzik. If I say bracha mezonos, I can't talk between the bracha and the eating. So if a mapil is going on the actual my sleeping, then I can't talk after a mapil. That's how many say. But if a mapil is simply just praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the ability to sleep, but not the actual sleeping I'm about to do, then one would be able to speak even after saying Hamapil. There are many other nafkamis, whether you should say Shema before Mapil, or should you say Shema after Mapil. It's discussed. It's a very nice discussion Rav Asher Weiss has in one of his shtiklach on the Torah. So then the Gemara says as follows, Ki Misarir, when a person wakes up, what should he say? Ma Omer, Elokai Neshama Shinasata Bi Tahora. The Kodesh Baruch Hu returned back the neshama. Yitzar tabi, atan v'tachat tabi, v'atam neshama b'kibi. V'ata asid li lami meni lachsi yabi, l'asid lavo, kol zman shi neshama b'kibi. Modani l'fanech Hashem l'kai v'kei v'asai, ribon kol alamim, adon kol neshamas, baruch ata Hashem ha-machsir, neshamas l'fkari ma'asim. That's the Baruch of returning the soul. Kishama kol tarnagolo lame, when a person hears the crowing of the rooster in the morning, what should he say? Baruch Asher, nasan l'asechvi, v'ino l'avchim b'inim v'lalayla. When he sees when his eyes open up, he should say Baruch Perkech Ivrim. Kisaret v'yasev lema, when he sits up, he should say Baruch Mati Asurim. Kilavish lema, when he gets dressed, he should say Baruch Mavich Arumim. Kizakav lema, when he stands up, he should say Baruch Zokev Kufufim. Kinachas la'ar, when he puts his feet on the ground, lema, he should say Baruch Rokeh Art Al Hamayim. And Kimaski lema, when he starts to walk, he should say Baruch Hamechem Etzadei Gavir. Kisayim b'misana lema, when he wears shoes, he puts on shoes, he should say Baruch Shasa Li Kol Tsarki. And Kiyasa Haimani Lema, when he should put on his belt, he should say Baruch Ozei Yisrael B'Gvura. Kifaras Sudra, when he places a covering on top of Aresha Lema, he should say Baruch Otei Yisrael B'Savar. They put a crown on our head. Kimathe Batzitzis, when he puts Tzitzis Lema, he should say Baruch Asher Kedishan B'Vitzotzi B'Tzvenu L'Hasate Batzitzis. Kimarach Tfilin, when he puts on Tfilin Adrari, when he puts on the Tfilin Shayan, he should say Baruch Asher Kedishan B'Vitzotzi B'Tzvenu L'Haniach Tfilin. Aresha Lema, when he puts on Tfilin Sharosh, he should say Baruch Asher Kedishan B'Vitzotzi B'Tzvenu L'Amitzas Tfilin. And Kimash Yadi Lema, when he washes his hands, even though washing hands should come before many of these brachas, he should say Baruch Asher Kedishan B'Vitzotzi B'Tzvenu L'Nitzias Yadayim. Kimash Ape, when he washes his face, Lema, he should say Baruch Amavi Chevle Shena Meena Usnuma Vebapai. And Yivirat Sama Vanecha Shem Lakavi Shetakilim Misosecha Vitapkinu Bimisosecha Vaal Tivinu Loli Dechev Lodi Avon Lodi Nisayam Lodi Vizayam Vichof Es Yitzri Lishabech Loch Rechakinu Me Odom Ra Mechavirab Vitapkinu Yitzra Tov Vichavir Tov Milamecha So don't need to all the brichas shachar we just said. Excellent. Fine. Big machlokas is showing whether or not a person has to say them the way it presents in the Gemara, that after each step you say that, or do you put them all in one shot? So if you look at Tosas on the side here, look at Tosas Dibramaschio, Kishama Kol Tarnagola, Amar Baruch Shinasan Lesachvivina Lavchin. If you hear the crow of the rooster, you say bracha. You and I do not hear this every single morning, though there is a place in Cedars, there's a house that has some roosters actually in the backyard. So there in the, I don't know how many radius houses you could hear it, but you could hear them somewhere in Cedars. We don't have it in Woodmere here. So what happens? Hu adin afilo ki lo shama. Even if you don't hear the crowing of the rooster, dein bracha zu ela lavchana al hanas ha'ora shetarnagol mavkin v'hu nena min ha'ora. It's not about you getting hana from the crowing of the rooster. It's about just like the crowing of the rooster recognizes when the sun begins to rise, so through the hana you get is when the sun begins to rise. So you use the rooster perhaps as a simen, but even without the simen, you can still get hana, and the bracha is on the hana. What's clear from Tosus, however, is that it's a bracha birchas hanenin, meaning only right before you get the hana should you say the bracha, as opposed to sometimes a birchas shevach v'hoda. So let's say, for example, a person's not able to, a person can't stand, the person can't walk, the person doesn't put on a belt, the person doesn't put on a hat. Do you not say a bracha? And the halacha would be, if it's about hana, so only if you're getting hana from putting on a belt, would you say such a bracha? But if it's not about hana, it's simply saying a brichas ha-shevach, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives these opportunities for us, then one would say it even if he's not getting actual hana. If you look at the very next Tosfos, keep paris sudra al-reishu, when you put a hat on your head, hu adin l'chol kova v'chol kisoy, any type of hat or covering. V'dafka kishinena, again, Tosus emphasizes a hana, only if you're getting actual hana from the hat or the belt. About im eino nana, if you're not getting hana, could go and choose shochev al mitaso, the guy's lying down in bed, he's not walking, lo yivarech lo zuv, lo malbish arumim, lo bir brachos kiyotimen, kem shlo nana, only if you actually get hana. So this is how the Svardim actually passing. I don't know if they put this into practice, but I believe based on the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch that each step when they do it, they say the bracha, when they put on shoes, they say the bracha, when they put on a belt, they say the bracha. We Ashkenazim in the shul, we say them all together because they're not on the actual hana that we're getting. It's simply a bircha shevach voda that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us these opportunities in the world. Okay, back inside the Gemara now. The Gemara says, Chayv Adam Levarach, a person needs to say bracha. So what is going on? Saying the good and the bad as well. So my chay levarach al hara, what kishem shemavarach al hatova? What's the bracha you say that's on the bad like the good? Ilema kishem shemavarach al hatova. Just like you say a bracha on that which is good, the bracha namely of atova meitiv, kach mevarach al hara atova meitiv. You should say also on that which is bad, tova meitiv. A guy has a terrible news, he should say tova meitiv. V'atzan, doesn't it say al besoros tovos omer hatova meitiv, and al besoros ros and bad tidings omer baruch dain hemes. So you don't say the same bracha on the bad that you do on the good. Rava says, "Lo nitzchah ela lekabluni b'simcha." What it means is, yeah, we say a bracha dain ha'emes, but a person should be makabel that bad tidings b'simcha, however hard it might be, just like he would accept a besoros tovos. So Gemara now says, "Amar Rabbi Acha Mishum Rabbi Levi." Micro, what's the pasuk that supports this idea? Chesed mishpat ashira lechashem azamra. Chesed mishpat, I will praise and praise Hashem. Im chesed ashira, if I sing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and thank him for that which is good, then mishpat ashira, and if I get din, I get justice, I get gvura, then I also sing to Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani amar mehacha, a different pasuk. Bashem ahalal davar, belokim ahalal davar. With Hashem, which represents chesed rachmim, I'll praise Hashem. And with Elokim, which represents din, I'll also praise Hashem. Bashem ahalal davar, zumidatova. Belokim ahalal davar, zumidas pranus. Rabbi Tanchum amar mehacha, he brings a third pasuk to support the same idea. Kosi yeshuos esa, uveshem Hashem ekar. You're going to lift your cup to praise Hashem. Tzar v'yagon emsa uveshem Hashem ekar. And even if it's tzar v'yagon, I'll also thank Hashem. Rabban Ami Mahacha, he had a fourth pasuk. Hashem nasan v'Hashem lakach. Yeshem Hashem mivarach. Hashem gives, Hashem takes. And we will take, we'll say Shem Hashem mivarach, regardless of whether it's something good or something bad. So Amar Rav Hamnuna, Rav Huna rather, Amar Rav Mishum Rabbi Meir, V'chein Tana Mishmei, the Rabbi Akiva, the famous story, Li'olam Ye'adam Ragilom, a person should be accustomed to saying, Kol David Rachmana L'tav Avud. That which HaKadosh Baruch Hu does is always for good. So what's a great example? So Kihad the Rabbi Akiva, the Havak Azub Orche. Once Rabbi Akiva was traveling, and Matilahu Masi got to a certain city, Baya Ashbizi Lo Yavlei. and he wanted to sleep in the inn. They didn't give him space. We said, you're not invited, or there's no space left. Amar, okay, kol davar rachman al latav avid, whatever is done, it's all for the best. I don't know what it is, but I'm sure it's very good. Azul abas bedavar, he slept in the field. V'hava b'hadei tarna golav achamar the shraga. He had with him a rooster, he had with him a donkey, he had with him a candle. Also zika kavya l'shraga, wind came and blew out the candle. Also shugra achle l'tarna gola, a cat came along and ate the rooster. Also aria, a lion came and achle l'chamar, ate the donkey. He's left with nothing now. He lost his donkey, his rooster, and his fire, and no place to sleep. Amar kol davar rachman l'tav avid, whatever Kadosh Baruch Hu does is for good, for the best. So, babe Mblaila, also Gaisa Shavya Lamasa, a certain night, that night, an army came and captured the city. Amilhu, so Rabbi Kiva said, Lav Amri Luchu, did I not tell you, Komash Osa Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Tava Kolotav. Everything was for the best. Had I been in the city, I would have been captured. Had my light, my candle been here, they would have seen me. Had my rooster and donkey made noise, they would have caught me. So, this is all the best so I could be saved from this army. Okay? Everyone have a wonderful day.